We're visiting by telephone with Craig Hill, president of Iowa Farm Bureau. Craig, see that your organization is launching a new website called Conservation Counts, and this being Earth Day today, I guess that's especially significant. So tell us about that.
Well, happy Earth Day, Ken. Yeah, we have taken a new effort to emphasize conservation and try to get that voluntary effort out in the field and get practices on the land this year in an increasing way. We've got a lot of challenges. Of course, weather presents challenges every year, and with rainfall being as unpredictable as it is, the timing of our new nutrient applications and the quantity that we install to nourish that plant and so on, it all takes a lot of research and management to make sure it stays in place and feeds the plant and not goes, it doesn't go down the river to the Gulf.
And as I looked at this new website, Craig, it seems like it's directed as much at consumers as it is at farmers?
It is both. You know, there has been a number of years put into developing a nutrient reduction strategy for the state of Iowa. The Department of Ag Land Stewardship, Iowa State University, EPA, Iowa's DNR, USDA, a number of people have been involved, but it's been a long process. Hundreds of pages have been developed, developing research and the data so we know what practices work and what do not, setting priorities and so on. So all this effort's been put in place, and now we have to increase awareness, both the farmers and the consumers as well, and citizens, of the tasks that we have before us. So this website explains some of the challenges and some of the activities that are ongoing. We also talk about some of the strides we've made. You got to encourage the successful things that we've been doing and the number of acres that have been installed in buffer strips and wetlands and the efforts that have been made to minimize nutrient loss as well as soil loss. And it takes a lot of money to do this. It takes a lot of resources, and so finding the funding for that has been a constant effort as well.
Yeah, I was noting here in a news release, Iowa's erosion rate was down 33% in the last 30 years, and the removal of nitrate down as much as 28% on Iowa farms over the years. So, yeah, these are the kind of stories that don't often get the headlines out there.
Well, you know, it's because of activities that farmers are doing today, and cover crops are a new thing that, you know, starting to be established. A lot of cover crops. We have more acres in the continuous CRP in Iowa than we've ever had before, and we're increasing that continuous CRP sign up. We've been doing things. It's not enough. As far as soil retention, we can do better, and I know we've improved, but we're challenging farmers to get out that tool chest and figure out ways of doing it better and do it in a way that works. You can't just blanket, you know, put a blanket set of regulations out and think that that's going to work. It takes management on your own farm specific to your farm.
So in your personal situation on your farm, what kind of things have you done?
Well, we do have on our farm a CSP contract, and that's a conservation stewardship program that's been initiated by USDA. And so we do a lot of soil testing. We split application of nutrients. We use nitrogen stabilizers when we apply our manure or apply our ammonia products. We establish some buffers where needed. We try to address in kind of a holistic approach what we're doing to minimize soil erosion. And on our farm in Warren County, that includes a lot of terraces and grassed waterways. We have a rolling topography in Warren County. So that's expensive, of course. Takes time. You can only do that in certain parts, certain times of the year, and so we spend a good fair amount of time getting those improvements put in.